Hey guys, Captain Chris here with On the Fly Outfitters, calling out of Merle's North, South Carolina, with your weekly report. Had a little bit decent week this week. The fish are still chewing for us. A lot of our trout were finding really shallow water. The trouble is they're getting skittish. So a lot of the stuff we've been doing, you know, obviously the live shrimp underneath a slip cork is going to be your best way to probably produce the most. But we have been messing around with some different colors, throwing artificials for them, throwing really light jig heads, you know, 16th ounce, 8th ounce, stuff like that. Messing with colors. Still, you know, the greens and purples are working really well. But we've been messing with some whites, you know, trying to match the hatch, some lighter browns with some Creole in it, a little bit of sparkle. Those are starting to produce a lot more. Working it super slow. Our water temps keep kind of varying. We've had some warm, sunny days, and we're having some chilly nights, and we got another big cold front coming. So we're waiting to see what that's going to do for it. There's been a lot of bait back in the creeks. A lot of pogies actually pushing up and down the beach, and some of them are pushing in there. So kind of an interesting thing to see. But, you know, the live shrimp, you can still go out there, find a nice mud flat holding some heat, and we're finding some nice shrimp just throwing the cast net on them. The next coming week, we're waiting to see. We got some cold weather coming. There's a big front coming, and I don't know what it's going to do to the water. I'm sure we're going to drop a couple more degrees, but we'll see, kind of see what happens. As far as the near shore fishing, it's been heating up really good. Fishing, you know, public numbers, some wrecks and reefs around by us, dropping both dead shrimp, live shrimp, anything you can get your hands on, but good numbers, good size, some big black drum, sheep's header mixed in there. Fiddler crab's been kind of tough to find, so haven't really dropped any artificial crabs down, but I'm sure it'll work. The bite's been really good. As far as the best tide in the creeks, we've been finding that incoming tide. That's probably been the best one. Fall, surprisingly, has kind of slowed down for us. But hopefully once we get into another stable weather pattern, maybe it'll change up on us. Actually still catching flounder in the creeks too. As cold as the water is, they're still eating. But other than that, you know, it's been trying. So the other thing we've been doing a lot more fly fishing this time of year. Back in the creeks, you know, tailing reds on the flats, throwing kind of shrimp pattern flies. Haven't been doing too well with the gurglers or anything like that. But shrimp pattern, both, you know, light colors matching the color of the shrimp, throwing some black and purples, all kind of depending on what the water clarity is. But we're seeing a lot, so that's a good thing. But our water clarity is so nice that they're really skittish for us right now. A lot of dolphin back in the creek chasing them. But like I say, things are turning up, still catching fish, and out there having fun. This is Captain Chris, On the Fly Outfitter of Merle's Inlet, calling in with your weekly strong report, salt strong report. So we appreciate you listening. Thank you.